Hello, welcome to News Fox. It is Monday the 30th of October. It's nearly Halloween. What's the old news?
Kate Moss has got no nose.
How does she smell?
Fucking terrible.
That's because she's covered in shit all the time.
There's this picture of her on the Daily Star where her nose does look funny on it, but I reckon she's going like this.
She's sort of sniffing.
Yeah.
So they're saying she's got a collapsed nose, like Tara Pompey.
Although it doesn't look in any way collapsed, it just looks like she's sniffing.
Well, keep an eye on that, sorry, I've got chocolate in my mouth.
Keep looking for it, because it's bound to collapse eventually, if truth be told.
Could happen. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here news. It's not on. Apparently, Melandra Burrows from Emmerdale is going to be on it, alongside David Guest and Sherry Blair's sister, Lauren Booth.
So, well, they're
very high calibre.
Peter Crouch's girlfriend has had a picture taken in the nude covered in popcorn.
That's got a scratch.
She said, to get into character, she stayed up eating popcorn.
She didn't look like she's eating much popcorn.
Now, surely to have your photograph taken with some popcorn on your fanny, you don't need to get into character as such.
Yeah, and how is eating popcorn going to get you into character?
I think she might be sick.
Well, chances are. Did she actually say that, or was it just the Star who said it?
No, she said it. She said it.
Well, I expect some more will be ogling her later.
Yeah, bet somebody will wank on that.
The average British bloke spent 6 months of his life ogling women.
Easily.
Guess what the first thing they look at is?
Tits.
Yeah. Guess what the second thing they look at is?
Legs.
That's the third. Second's bum.
So then they'd have to see. I was thinking maybe bum, but then they can't always.
Well, I suppose you're on the way down, aren't you?
I mean, it'd be like tits, fanny, legs.
Yeah, face doesn't come into it, or hair. So I don't know why we bother putting on makeup, really.
Really?
Or, yeah.
Is that not even?
Well, no, they've only done top three. So anyway, on average, each man sneaks a peek at 8 different girls, looking at them for 2 minutes. Which seems like a long time. You could just easily get in trouble on the tube for staring at the same person for 2 minutes. It would be terrible.
Do you think you've ever stared at someone for 2 minutes?
No.
Apart from that, like, at a pop concert, when you're allowed to.
Not all at once. I mean, looking backwards and forwards over 2 minutes. But that would normally be someone who looked like a freak rather than someone who's handsome.
Yeah, it'd be more likely to be.
It's interesting you ask that, because girls do ogle as well, or ogle, but not as much. They check out only a couple of fellas a day and size them up for just 90 seconds, adding up to a comparatively miserly 1 month of their life.
I look at people way more than that. What are the top three things women look at?
Have a guess.
Crotch.
Yep.
Really?
Actually, they only do two for women. It's first eyes and then bum.
I don't really look at a man's bum.
No, I don't either.
I don't really want a man to have a bum.
Well, you want a bum.
Particularly. You want one that's there, but you know, you don't want him to
You don't want him to be flat.
You don't want, oh, look at his lovely J-Lo-esque bum. I'd like to get my hands on
his
that.
His womanly hips.
Think, oh, look at his jeans. Can see the shape of a large penis going to the side. I bet that's good when it's hot.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
That's more the kind of thing.
Check out whether they've got a beer belly or not.
Are they a fat bastard? Do they look like they give you stubble rash?
Well, there we go. So we've sorted that out.
Right, it's a very sad story. You know those kids that died in the hotel?
Oh, now, there's a headline. It was after we'd done a newspaper, it was an evening newspaper, I think, on a Thursday, where they had been poisoned to death. Children, holiday children, poisoned to death. And I really like the phrase poisoned to death, because it was just bad, really. Mm. It's a bad bit of English. It's a bad headline. Mm. Killed by poison would be good, but they didn't really know what they were talking about. But they proved it's carbon monoxide now, yep.
But the dad doesn't know his children are dead.
Sad.
So I think it's kind of
he's
wrong.
He's still in a coma, though, isn't he?
Everybody else in the world knows.
But he is unconscious, so.
So, well, hopefully he won't wake up.
Joan Collins has revealed the secret of looking so young.
Oh, yes.
Sex. She says, just keep it. Keep up at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's she have sex with?
Well, she's married to Percy, who's 32 years younger than her. She's 73,
really?
Making him 41. She's done well. She says that her youthful looks are down to lashings of makeup. And she says that Botox is poison and she's anti-surgery. Which I like.
But has she... So she's saying she hasn't had any of that?
Mm-hmm. I believe her.
Do you?
I think she spent a lot of money on herself and looking good, but I don't think she's been under the knife. She doesn't look weird.
No.
Unlike, say, Carol Vorderman.
Her sister...
Jackie.
What do you reckon about her?
I can't remember the last time I saw her. Yeah. Oh, I did. It was like she was a grown woman, recently.
Oh, she's probably looking I don't know if you're in.
I mean, she looks, I could believe she hadn't. They don't look weird. They've had surgery, either of them. Quite good.
Maka Mucka.
Yep.
Mucka, in this picture, I think looks quite like Maka.
She does, actually, yeah. They're turning into each other.
That's what happens when people are really close. He says he's not worried about the dynamite tapes. It's weird that these tapes even exist, though. Don't you think? These Linda tapes.
Tell me about them. I've done her.
Well, apparently there's about 20 hours worth of tapes of Linda talking about her marriage.
Was she in therapy or something?
I don't know. I suppose if, like, we got divorced, maybe they'd use news pops in court as a way of trying to see
what our relationship is
like. Things like when you call me a cunt,
when you fart, unreasonable behaviour.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff, really. So, this could be evidence.
It could just be her singing. Look, she doesn't sound very happy when she's singing. I think it's therapy. I think she must have been in therapy and had it recorded.
But why?
I don't know. David Hasselhoff, talking of Mucka.
Yeah.
Not to be overshadowed by the Mucka-Macka divorce, the Hoffer and his wife, Muffa. They've got their court papers out now, their divorce. She says that he used to be so drunk, he used to beat her up, he used to get so drunk he'd piss himself.
Yeah.
He also says that, she also said that when they got married... he had a sexually transmitted disease, but kept quiet about it, which I think is the clause she's using to render their prenuptial agreement invalid.
That's the same as David Guest and Liza Minnelli. He's been trying that on with her, saying she had coal sores.
Yeah, it seems a bit dark. I mean, obviously, Hasselhoff, you know, he has some problems. He's been drunk out and about quite a lot.
But yeah, if you're going to marry Knight Rider, you've got to expect he's not going to be... You know,
it's sad because she obviously married him for love. She signed a prenup, and now she's going, nah, it didn't mean anything. Which makes, I don't know, maybe prenups are just pointless because you're not going to end up feeling the same way you did when you signed them. Because if you do get divorced, then you obviously don't like the person anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's also his lawyers are claiming that they had a test on her hair done, like to see whether she'd been taking drugs. And confirmed that it had, but she says it wasn't even my hair, it was some hair extensions that they cut out. So I don't know, it was actually stupid, really. Just, I think they're just trying to cash in on the whole Mucka Mucka thing.
Yeah. That's very fashionable. What would we be called?
Don't know.
Baza Flower. Rubbish.
Mm, let's not get divorced.
Steve Irwin's widow.
Has genuinely spoken out. Is it about the South Park thing?
Yeah.
South Park, in case you've missed this news, they've made an episode of South Park with Steve Irwin in it. he's in the afterlife. He's got a stingray hanging out of his chest. And everyone, I heard a girl on the tube on Friday night going, it's disgusting. I think it's really disrespectful.
Oh, it's funny.
It's great. It's disgusting because it's only been like a month. And if it was 2 years later, that's fine. So she's got a statute of limitations. It's 2 years after someone's dying. You're allowed to take a piss out of them. That's the rule she made up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's true. There is a certain... Everything has a time, but the time is different for everybody.
Comedy equals tragedy plus time.
The fact is, he had a funny death, so it's bound to be funny pretty quickly.
Come on, we all made jokes almost immediately.
Yeah, certainly. We welled up and then we laughed.
Yeah, we were sad. Does that mean we didn't like him?
No.
Does that mean we don't think he was a good person?
I would like to see that episode.
I haven't seen South Park for years. Is that even, I didn't realise.
It's still been going. Very successful.
Same show on Channel 4 anymore.
His little son. Mm-hmm. Spit of him.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. Right little cutie.
Crikey. Sharon Osbourne has ranted about Madonna, saying it's disgusting. She bought a baby. Madge is yucky. Madonna has come back. She's got a picture of her... with her other kids, there's like a publicity shot.
Yeah.
The family together. It's quite sweet.
Let's have a look.
There's Lords, there's Rocco, there's David Banda. He's got a sweet face.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, he's already got a kind of. You're popular. He's already got a kind of trendy haircut, design a baby grow.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't Lords look like...
They put him on a crucifix.
Yeah.
All that. This is brilliant. This is a brilliant spread. This is why I'm reading Friday's Sun, because they've done this. Nutter versus Mucker. Who is the biggest bitch on the planet? Is it Naomi Campbell or Heather Mills McCartney? Nutter versus Mucker. I didn't realise Naomi Campbell was called Nutter, but she is. So they've got the two of them there, pictures of them both, semi-naked. And then they've compared them on a couple of things.
Right.
Age. Nutter. 36, but she behaves as if she is 6. Mucker. 38, if you take her word for it. This is good. Appearance. Nutter. Sour-faced clothes horse with a manic glint in her eye. Naomi is living proof that beauty can indeed be only skin deep. Mucker. Moose-faced misery. Perfected the art of petulant pouting. And loves to be pictured wearing a woe-is-me expression. Rock lovers. Another category.
Right.
Nutter. Just like a public toilet, Naomi has been engaged many times. Dated YouTube bassist Adam Clayton for a year and kept her £40,000 engagement ring when they split. Mucker. Conniving trollop Heather. Landed the holy grail of pop star husbands, a Beatle. Allies. Naomi's mum is her ally. Mucker's sister is her ally. Neither of them have many friends. Fisticuffs, literary works, musical career, whoppers. Talking about all the lies they've told, and they've got sort of their friends talking about, their enemies talking about each other.
If you had to be stuck with on a desert island with Nutter or Mucker, which one would you pick?
That is an interesting question.
And you had to spend like a year in their company, and you had to.
I mean, it's perfectly true. I wouldn't want to spend time with either of them. But I think maybe Nutter. I think she's probably got more tales to tell.
See, I think Nutter would look better running around on an island wearing a little thong.
She would, yeah.
And Mucker would be rubbish at hunting.
She would, because she's got that gammy leg, hasn't she?
Yeah, but even though Mucker's mental, I think that'd be more interesting than Nutter. I think Nutter might kill me and eat me. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think she might be more fun. She might be more jolly. I mean, she'd be fiery, but I can imagine that Mucker would be a bit of misery. But she was a vegetarian, so that's compatible.
Yeah.
Right. On Thursday, this is old news, Shadow Chancellor, Cheeky Jaws Osborne, said that Gordon Brown would make an effing awful Prime Minister. I'd just like to make clear, he didn't say fuck. He didn't say fuck you awful
Prime Minister.
He said effing. Because he can't add up, I think. No, that wasn't it. Because he wouldn't admit he made a mistake over the pensions policy and said he'd make a bad thing. He had to retract it. He got in trouble in the Houses of Parliament there.
Well, you don't
want to
use that effing and jeffing.
Effing and jeffing. Fudge. Sugar.
Basket. Sadie Frost's house got burgled.
Yeah.
They went in, looked around, found the keys to a Range Rover, and drove it off.
Primrose Hill?
Yeah.
Did they nick anything else? I mean, they could have filled a Range Rover up with their stuff.
They could have done, but they didn't.
That's what I'd have done if I'd been further.
Jude was very worried about it. He said, what worries me is the kids. Kids are all there.
Could nick some of their toys.
Yeah. All their vouchers for that Christmas club or something.
The boss of an NHS team fighting alcohol abuse has quit for being drunk at work. Quite funny.
Yeah. Nicole Richie. She's checked into a clinic because
she's got an eating disorder.
Yeah, but she said it's not an eating disorder, I just don't know why I'm so thin. But I mean, you can see there the little skeleton appears to be doing some kind of workout.
Well,
stop exercising.
It's horrible. Her bikini is so small for her, she'd have to roll up the top, like the leg, so that it stays on.
Yeah.
She looks awful.
It's quite horrible. I mean, it's just a shame. She used to be a very, very pretty girl. Hopefully somebody will, you know, like I said, like maybe Paris. They're their friends again. Maybe Paris will say, hey, come on, let's go down okay. Macadies and have a burger.
Speed you up. Have I got any story on this page? I don't think there is any story on this page. Ooh, there's a weird picture of... Wow, McFly, actually. There's a picture of McFly. It's an advert. I'm not pretend it isn't. He looks really different.
Do you fancy another one of them now?
No, I fancy that one.
Really?
Yeah, he's the youngest one. It's not a good picture of any of them, it has to be said. But that one looks different.
Publishers have launched a bidding war for Dickie Hammond's
life story. The late Dickie Hammond.
The late Dickie Hammond. Now, what's interesting is he had a book out only like last week, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was pre-crash, and everyone wants to hear about what it was like being in a coma and then dying.
What I don't get is he's just got a book out. Everybody knows he's been in a crash. What else is there to say about it?
We can say, "Oh, my beautiful wife, Mindy. I liked seeing her after I come out of my coma."
Yeah, well, company went, nanu, nanu.
Oh, that, no, I don't know why anyone, but I suppose maybe people who've never heard of him before are interested. Was his book, it wasn't about him though, was it? The book that came out, surely that was Cars Are Brilliant or something like that.
No, Science Is Brilliant. I thought it was about him, it was his...
I, Dickie.
Yeah, me, little Dickie H.
Hi, hamster. Here's some exciting news. Guess who's joining the cast of EastEnders?
Ooh. Is it someone I like?
Yeah.
Is it James? No.
She's in a sitcom. It's a lady. She's in a sitcom.
Matron.
Matron?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You know, Hattie Jake.
No, she's dead. So you're on the right sort of profession, though.
I don't know.
There's Gladys Emanuel.
Brilliant. Who's she playing?
Oh, I don't know. I knew that bit. She turns up at Jane's wedding next month as her battle axe mum, Linda.
Oh, of course, they look exactly the same.
Brilliant. It's like when Honey's aunt was Isla Sinclair. What's her name?
Yeah, I know.
What's her name? What's her name, though? Aunt Sally.
Aunt Sally.
She's in Summer Holiday. God, I can't remember what her name is. That's awful. I'm going to spend some time looking up on the internet now because I feel really appalled. Una Stubbs.
X-Factor.
It's Una Stubbs. Yeah. Are you still watching it?
Yeah. Wheelchair got knocked out. That's good. She wasn't very good.
Girl in a wheelchair, isn't it?
Justin Timberlake. Hmm. He likes to make love to Cameron Diaz in complete silence.
Wow. Does that mean... does she get gagged?
I don't know. I don't think it was that interesting, to be honest. I think it's just...
a non-stop. Oh. Maybe a bit of a squelch. That's not complete silence, though, is it?
But there has, I mean, there has to be some... something like that, I think.
Villagers in a village in India... stops hanging out there washing because there's a woman who goes round and just eats it all. She's got an addiction to eating cotton.
Brilliant. There's going to be a sequel to Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman 2?
Yeah. It's where she has a full face transplant and becomes pretty again. And this time she meets George Clooney.
Wouldn't it be better if Julia Roberts and Richard Gere had had a daughter, she became a prostitute as well. And then she met George Clooney.
Oh, she'd be a bit young for him, wouldn't she?
Richard Gere, Julia Roberts, history repeats itself.
That's true.
There's a brilliant, this is great, I love this, a firm in Nottingham called Crazy Coffins.
Right.
And they make, like, wacky coffins for people.
Sick.
One that's a wicker man. This one's a skiing coffin.
Oh,
one that's a giant guitar. I mean, you've got to go, oh, it's a bit stupid, but look, it must be massive. And a corkscrew.
A hammer?
Corkscrew. If you were going to have a wacky coffin, what would you have?
Gosh, you really put me on the spot here.
I know. I mean, I haven't got an answer for it myself, but I thought I'd ask. A jar of Marmite.
Is that where you'd go in?
Yeah.
You'd be curled up in the bottom of a jar of Marmite. Yeah. Oh, is it like a giant
cock?
Blow up doll or giant fanny, and I'd be in the fanny, or I don't know. Something unexpected to make the congregation laugh.
I mean, in reality, if I was to be put in a coffin, which I guess I will be at some point, I'd like it to be environmentally friendly.
Well, it will be.
Not necessarily made of wood, maybe cardboard.
I mean,
recycled cardboard.
But your body
going down the market.
Your body fluids would drip through it.
It don't matter.
I'm not carrying that. I've got a bad back anyway. Penny won't do it.
Susan's got heart conditions.
Only mum and dad can do it.
I have to put me on some roller skates. Damon!
He looks like Jude Law in that picture.
Jude Law can only dream of being.
He looks like Jude Law in that picture, in the film The Talented Mr. Ripley.
That was Jude Law's best, most handsomest film.
It was.
Still.
It's really bad though, when he dies in the film, you think, well, what's the fucking point of watching the rest of this?
Yeah, because Matt Damon is, you know, he's not that exciting.
No.
But if you're Penny, of course, Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it for a while, so you'd watch it for that reason.
Ah.
Right, I think we've rambled on for quite a long time. Have you got any more news? Yeah, we're on
23
minutes now.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Who I have a weird...
Yeah, it's that whole Starsky and Hutch thing. He was very attractive in that.
I mean, in this picture here...
He's got pigtails.
I find him fanciable in that picture. However, in this picture, when you see that his T-shirt is down to his fucking knees, not fanciable.
Right, okay, so you object to him... You don't mind him having bunches like a girl, right? Like a small black girl, right? But you do object to having a long T-shirt.
Yeah. See there, he looks a bit like Julian Barrett.
Yeah, he does actually. Apart from with pigtails.
Yeah. Sort of thing he would do. Oh, racing tips. I was going to do a racing section.
Okay.
Oh,
I just remembered I've got another story as well.
Kiaki. Prince Tum Tum. And...
See, now these are Saturday's racing fixtures.
Probably safest. And foreplay.
Okay, what race are they in?
The 9:30 from... I don't understand.
I think it's Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton. Hello, man. And that is the race. That is the racing tip.
I've got... Make me a supermodel. That Jasmine Leonard, who was in the original Make Me a Supermodel, she's been presenting Make Me a Supermodel Extra on Channel 5 Live. And she said that Rachel Hunter was called Rachel Munter and started slacking her off, and so she's been sacked.
Yeah, good. She shouldn't.
She shouldn't have been on it in the first place because she's weird. But also, you know, if you are given a job, don't slag off your boss and your betters. Not on telly. It's wrong.
And also, she's not a Munter, she's very pretty. Much, much prettier than Jasmine with the dingy lips.
Yeah, and once had Simon Cowell. Has had Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I know who I'd rather have.
Okay, that's the news box for today. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.